Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask Venus. Ask Venus is the place where you can come to ask me any question you want about my relationships. You can ask for my thoughts on your relationships, how sex relates to your relationships, and how important sex is in your specific relationship. Just a little bit about myself. I am a 47-year-old wife and mother. I have two tweens, and I run kids around, and I have a full-time job. I'm really bored in the full-time job, so I'm actually looking for other ways and to make money, and this podcast is hopefully going to turn into one of them. One thing you should know about me is I love sex. I've always loved sex. And in the last couple of years, I've actually realized how much of my life, of a part of me, I put aside for my marriage and for my children. And it wasn't good. I was encapsulated in this box, and I never thought I could claw out of it. And I just lived in the bubble. I lived in the box. I was content for many years, but I finally reached the point of needing to get out. And part of that getting out was, you know, I'd be on a business trip and, you know, there was one man that I met. I'm going to call him Eddie. And Eddie was a great looking man. He still is. He has an amazing body. He is sweet, funny, very sarcastic, and a little bit dark as well. And he and I always had kind of a flirtatious relationship anyways. And I wouldn't see him all the time. It's one of those situations where I'd see him like 5 days in a row and then I wouldn't see him again for like a year. Anyway, at one point Eddie started hitting on me kind of strong. I managed to get his cell phone number and I texted him and he started asking me like dirty questions. I can't even remember. Oh, like what's the kinkiest place or the strangest place you've ever had sex? And I just thought that was like a really weird, bizarre question to be asking me. But you know what? My curiosity grew. And thanks to Eddie is kind of like the catalyst. He was the one that pushed me inadvertently to addressing my sexless marriage with my husband and saying, hey, to my husband, we've got a problem. I don't think we're connecting. And it ended up being a great starting point for our marriage as far as communicating again and getting to know each other deeper, on a deeper level, and learning more about my issues, but also about his issues. Now, I can't go into his issues. Both of us are dealing with PTSD. Him, PTSD from childhood. Me, PTSD from a recent event, which I will discuss later on. But coming back to Eddie, the attraction I had to this man was like primal. It was just something I couldn't get out of my head. And when you have that kind of attraction to somebody, usually it's the hottest flame that burns out the fastest. That's the best way I can describe it. It was a really hot flame, but at the same time, he was flirting with me. He was also married, and I later found out that he was totally in love with this friend of his. So, you know, what do you do at that point? Okay, so I'm like third in line. Anyway, that's a whole other situation. What I'm trying to get at here is Eddie pushed me into really digging in and finding out sexually who I really am. And he managed to do it without even really, it's not anything that I did with him. It was just, you know, all of these leading questions that he would ask me and that kind of thing. So it was really interesting finding myself and the fact that he was there to help start all of this. And I don't even know if he realizes that, but Eddie, if you're listening, thank you. He has his opinions on how kinky I am, and he knows how kinky I am, so he and I have no secrets between each other. So he's a good friend, and I still love him dearly. So my relationship with my husband ended up turning into an open marriage. I had a meltdown at work. I was home for about 6 or 8 weeks. And then So I found myself online searching all these websites. I found myself reading a book about women and just figuring themselves out. I can't even remember the name of it. I'll have to get it for you. And I found myself I joined a group online, which is part of a website called The Experience Project, which is no longer in existence, which is really sad. But there's a group called I Live in a Sexless Marriage. I was able to write everything about my marriage in this private, anonymous forum and just get it all out. And that was the amazing part, was being able to write about it and have people relate to it. And there's one woman who, her first thing was, you need to get a divorce. I mean, and that's what she did, and it worked out well for her. I have my kids. I still want to be here for them, so it's not an option for me, at least not at this point in time. But being part of this forum, I made a lot of friends. I got to know people all over the world who are also living in the same thing. And the funny part about this is you'd think it would be mostly men complaining. At least from a woman's perspective, you would think that it would be mostly men complaining. But I want to say it was nearly split right down the middle. It could have been 60-40 men to women, but honestly, I really think that it's probably more 50-50. What I learned on this website is everybody was looking for the same thing. Everybody's looking for intimacy. Everybody's looking for passion. Everybody's looking for connection. They're looking for those three things in their relationships. And if they don't have them in their marriage, then it's really not a marriage. I mean, a marriage, love, honor, protect, you know, there's the line in the wedding vows. I'm trying to think of what it is. I think, I can't remember what it is, but it specifically states, you know, to be in their arms, you know, to be together. To me, if you're going to be in love, or if you are in love and you're going to have sex, sex is about giving yourself fully to the other person. And when I say fully, I mean fully. Go beyond your limits. Find out what your partner really enjoys. Push yourself. I mean, one of my favorite things to do in bed for me is to give a man a blowjob. Why? Because it's kind of more about control for me. I know I'm controlling his pleasure. At the same time, I know it's something he absolutely loves. And when you Google how to give a blowjob or, you know, silly things like that, I mean, it's amazing some of the cosmopolitan type magazine advice you will get. But it's true. I mean, I read one thing that says, lap him up like a melting ice cream cone. He loved it, and, you know, that kind of thing. And it's true, they do. And the fact that you are giving so much attention to this body part that they think is the end-all, be-all of their universe, I mean, let's face it, that's how they are able to bring children into the world and to, you know, to spread their seed. I mean, it's a very important piece of equipment to men, as it is to women. I mean, we're made to orgasm too and to feel that. And we have the ability to orgasm so much more than men do that a man, if he's giving his entire self to us, he should be doing everything he can to make us orgasm. I personally believe part of the reason women have trouble reaching orgasm is not just because the men don't work hard enough for it, but also because of the emotional blocks we have in our head, because of how we were raised, to be the good girl, how we were raised to say sex is bad, how we were raised you don't want to be a slut, how we were raised, you know, don't have sex before marriage. All of that, living in that box that society has created for us, it's created mental blocks, I believe, in our minds so that we do struggle to reach orgasm. I didn't have my first orgasm until I was 21 or 22. And that, believe it or not, was in the middle of a threesome. It was the first time I had done that. I've done that twice in my life. But obviously, you know, the fact that it was so different and so, I don't know, fun. It was just fun. And, I mean, I just remember riding him, and it just felt so amazing to me, and I couldn't figure out why. And it wasn't until later that I realized that, oh, my God, that was my first orgasms. And, I mean, that was a fun, kinky night, and it was a little crazy, and... But I didn't care. I mean, it wasn't something I advertised, but it was something that I always had to myself. And realizing that I had forgotten about it, so, you know, that was in my early 20s, and now I'm in my late 40s, and, you know, remembering that in the last couple of years and going, oh, my God, that was kind of kinky sex. And that was my first orgasm, so I must like this whole kinky thing. I wonder what else kind of kinky thing I'm into. And, you know, I'd be talking to my friend Eddie, and he'd be telling me things that I had never heard of. And I don't know. There's some really crazy stuff out there. And, I mean, I have experimented. It's been a lot of fun. I have a boyfriend. Again, I mentioned my marriage is open. I have a boyfriend, and he and I went up to a swing club. Oh my God. We were able to make some fantasies come true that night. I mean, I gave him a blowjob in front of an audience, and he loved it. I loved it too. And, you know, it's nice hearing somebody say to him, you know, your girl's really sexy. It was a lot of fun. I mean, it was hot. We weren't interested in other couples at the swing club. For us, it was about him and I, and being a lot voyeuristic. So, you know, it was fun to have people watch us. It was a different experience, and it just kind of drove the passion higher, and I think it connected us too, just being able to share those kinds of kinky, improper things with each other. I just want to say thank you for listening. I hope to post a lot more of these real soon. It's just a matter of finding time between kids and commitments, as I'm sure many of you have the same issues. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.